Rashi Drishti, quickly. And you know how Rashi Drishti works.
I also told them.
Yeah. Double check everything. They all know how Rashi Drishti works. They know which planets are aspecting the lagna. Dual sign lagna will be aspected by all dual signs. Movable signs are aspected by fixed signs. And fixed signs are aspected by movable signs. Excepting the one next to you, juxtaposed. Can I ask why?
There is no drishti in two worlds.
Yeah. In two worlds, there cannot be drishti. Otherwise, we will all be able to see God. Why we do not have two worlds drishti? Because that is the shadow. That is, we cannot see God. It is like a veil. Right? Because 212 helps us to see God. 12th house is the house of moksha. 12th house is where God is. 212 drishti is not allowed because otherwise we will have direct access to God. And God is like a very senior astrologer. Very tough to have access. Yes, God is Jyoti, Satya Jyoti, Brahma Jyoti. The pure light, Brahma Jyoti. So that part you have understood, 212. Also later you will learn that in 6 and 11 you cannot have aspect because you cannot see the punishment of God. So two main aspects you will learn which you cannot have this TR, 212 and 611. 6 is Danda, 11 is Hara. So 611 you cannot aspect because that is the punishment of God, the hand of God, what they call the Hara, hand of Hara. This is Graha Drishti. In Graha Drishti, 6 and 11 is not allowed. But 212 is not allowed both in Rashi and in Graha. 212 is not allowed both in Rashi Drishti and in Graha Drishti. 6 and 11 is not allowed in Graha Drishti. That is the hand of Hara, Rudra. Okay, now that you have understood Drishtis, and what we are now going to talk about is the first Dasha system. The Indian system of time, the Indian system of understanding time is that time is cyclic. Time is not linear. Time is not linear, it is cyclic. But because the cyclic time is so large, so vast, therefore in a tiny span it looks like linear. When you talk of a billion year cycle, I mean, it's beyond our imagination. When you take a tiny portion of that, it looks like cyclic. So in order to understand, a Vedic concept of time is only cyclic. Time is not linear under any circumstances. Are we clear on this? So Kala is cyclic. And Kala is represented by Kala Purusha. So Kala Purusha or the 12 petal zodiac in your Anahata Chakra is the representation of Kala or time. So therefore, time is not in your head, time is in your heart. That is the first lesson. When you go to sleep, you plan that I have to wake up in the morning. Your head doesn't tell you that there will be morning. Your heart tells you there will be morning. Heart is the faith that you have, that there will be a morning tomorrow. Why? Because it is cyclic, no? Every day there is a sunset and every day there is sunrise. Again there will be sunset today and again there will be sunrise tomorrow. What tells you that? Is it in the head? No, it's in the heart. Somewhere you are having that faith that there will be a sunset today and there will be a sunrise tomorrow morning. That faith is in the heart and that is why time is in the heart and not in the head. Clear? And how is time measured? Time is measured through the Anahata Chakra. And who is sitting in the Anahata Chakra? Jagannath is sitting in the Anahata Chakra. So who is the keeper of time? Jagannath is the keeper of time. Are we clear? That we need a total clarity. Time is not in the throat chakra. Time is in the heart chakra. You have faith in your heart. All the other chakras map to this Anahata Chakra for their time. It is like atomic clock. The atomic clock is in your heart, and all the other chakras and the various lokas are mapping to this from where they are taking their time, matching their watches. So now that we have a clear concept that the time is passing through these 12 petals, whatever the principal method of measuring time must be one that covers the 12 petals. For this, the rishis developed what is called Rashi Dasha. Rashis are the 12 signs and they have dashas. So Rashis have dashas, or the signs have periods, and which total up to give the total cycle period. So if the cycle period is, let us say, 12 years, how much will you allocate to each Rashi?
1 year.
If it is 120 years, how much will you allocate to each?
10 years.
Good. A human being lives for how many years? 120 years. So how much should we allocate to each Rashi for a human being?
10 years.
This allocation of 10 years to each Rashi for a human being is called Sandhya Dasha. What is it called?
Sandhya
Dasha. Sandhya Dasha means sunset period. It is based upon the full longevity of a human being, and based upon this, each Rashi is given 10 years. And each of these years is allocated to one of the Navagraha and the Bhava. Interesting, huh? So 9 grahas and the Bhava will have 1 year each, and that is the 10 years of Sandhya. But that has a total different meaning. It has to do with the decay of the body. Because the moment you are born, you start decaying. Strange, huh? You think you are becoming stronger? According to Parashara, actually you are becoming weaker. You start decaying from the day you are born. But there is one which is supposed to be the most finest system of time. For it is the time. Now that we know that this is Jagannath, right? What is the time that Jagannath follows? Because that must be the time of the real cycle. Now there are 12 Rashis. So Jagannath says, I shall be equal to all. I shall be fair to all. And there are 12 Adityas. So therefore, each Aditya shall have 1 year. Each Aditya has 1 year. So how much is the total quantum of the full cycle? 12 times 12, or 144 years. This 144 year is called the fundamental Narayana cycle. 144 years is the fundamental Narayana cycle. Why? Because each Rashi is getting 12, because it is a part of the 12. So 12 times 12 gets 144 years. This is called Narayana cycle. This cycle is used in two important, quite two, most of the important dashas. Most of the important Rashi dashas will have to use this cycle. Narayana dasha you will learn later. Sudarshan Chakra dasha, which you are learning today, all have 144 year cycles. Because if Narayana dasha is 144 years, the Sudarshan Chakra, which is only one of the weapons in his hand, must pass through the same cycle. There must be another which holds the conch, that also must have Sankha dashas, which also have 144 years. All the parts of Narayana must each have 144 years. Because it is not possible that Narayana goes through 144 years and his hand will stay behind. Hand also has to go through 144 years and is holding the chakra in one hand. So what we learn today is just that which he holds in the right hand, which is called the Sudarshan Chakra. That is how we start, no? When you start studying something, you start from one point. We can't study the whole Narayana right now, so we only start from that one point called the Sudarshan, which is supposed to be a 12-petal symbolic representation of the sun. Sudarshana means sun. It is another name of Surya. Another name of Surya is Sudarshana. good sight, to be able to see the good vision, the truthful vision. Now, what we do for Sudarshan, it's a very simple procedure. For the Rashi chart, at the first stage we will only study the Rashi chart. And then we will apply this to when next year when you learn the Vargas, you have to learn Sudarshan in the Vargas before you apply any other Dasha. If you do not learn Sudarshan in the Vargas, there is no connection between the Rashi and the Varga. This is a very simple dasha system. What you have to do, I will show you. In each of the houses, there's only one step. The first step is, starting from your lagana, in each of the houses, you start. Step 1, write 12 years in increasing order. So lagana is 0 to 12. You see this? This is the chart of Sri Krishna. Can you see his chart? This is the chart of Sri Krishna. And you are required to write 12 years. So the lagna is Taurus. So the first 12 years is Taurus. Next 12 years, that is 12 to 24 is Gemini, Mithuna. Till 36 is Karka. 48, Simha. 60, Kumari. 72, Tula. 84, Ali. 96, Dhanu. 108, Nakra. 120, Kumbha. 132, Meena. 144, Mesha. So if we know that the Lord lived for 120 years, 5 days. He lived for 120 years, 5 days. Which dasha did he pass? What was the sign? Pisces? Meena? Because one, how? Kumbha finished in 120. This is the finishing. 0 to 12. 120 finished in Kumbha. So he passed in which one? In Meena. Okay. Bear that in mind. Normally, is that sign? You see that? This is how you do it. So can you do this for your chart? Can you check which house you are in? It is very easy. If you are 0 to 12 years of age, you are in Lagna. 12 to 24, you are in second Bhava. 24 to 36, you are in third Bhava. Is third Bhava called Mithuna Bhava? Is it called Mithuna Bhava? Nicer Mika. So what is the correct age to marry? Between 24 to 36. Naisargika. You are expected to marry between 24 to 36. Yeah. This is what Surya Deva. Surya is Su-Arya. Surya is Su-Arya. You are Aryas. You are supposed to follow Dharma. Su-Arya. That's why Krishna calls Arjuna, no? Arya. He calls him as Arya. Means you are following Dharma. So between 24 to 36, you are supposed to marry and produce children. Then after that, 36 to 48, you are supposed to establish your kingdom, or home, or property, or work, or whatever. You are supposed to establish yourself. Sukha Bhava. Children and everything, this is Sukha Bhava. Then 48 to 60, Jnana. Where you are giving the things to your children. Between 48 to 60, you are supposed to focus on your children and establishing them. After that, focus on removal of Shadripu. All your Shadripu should go between 60 to 72. After that, Vanaprastha, leaving home, because that is Janma, this is leaving. 72 to 84, you are supposed to go away to the jungle. And then, wait for your time. Now, look at this ninth house. Ninth house starts at which age? 96. Dharma Bhava is starting at which age? 96, after 96. So any person who shall live beyond 96 years cannot go to hell. Cannot see Narka. Any person, even if he is a criminal, I don't care. If he has seen cross 96 years of age, they will not see Narka. Because Dharma Bhava has taken off. Once Dharma starts, so any person who is dying after 96, you must distribute sweets. Beyond 96. Why? Because beyond 96 you are in Dharma Bhava. That is why in India we have this beautiful system. Once anybody dies after 96 years of age, you distribute sweets. But nowadays some people say plus 90, but that is wrong. You know the correct answer. What is the correct answer? 96. You have to cross 96. So now there are different dasha systems which you will learn in future. One dasha system is based upon 120. You see that 120? That is called Vinshottari. Another dasha system is based on 108. It is called Ashtottari. Another dasha system is based on 96. Anybody knows what it is called? Huh? What? Shula dasha. Where did you learn Shula dasha? In my books you learn Shula dasha. Poor chap. Totally confused. Okay. Shula is 108. There is a 96 dasha. Just bear in mind, 96 has about 4 or 5 different dasha systems. 108 has about 10 different dasha systems. 120 has about 4 or 5 different dasha systems. There, you see the root. You are learning the foundation of dasha now. Be clear in your head. Open your head now. There are 4 or 5 dasha systems for 120. Bunch of dasha systems for 108. Many of them. Shula dashas, Ashtottari dashas. So many of them. And then there are some which come in between these two. And some which come in between these two. Panchottari dasha. For example, it's between this 105. There are so many dasha systems. 96 is another very fundamental number. 84 is a dasha. Very important dasha. It is called Chaturasiti Samadashas. 72 is another very important dasha system called the Dvisaptati Samadasha. So you will learn various dasha systems, but all dasha systems have their foundation in this. And you have to derive it from here. Because all dashas have to follow Surya. Why they have to follow Surya? Because Surya is nothing but the Sudarshana Chakra in the hand of Narayana. It is the Sudarshan Chakra in the hand of Narayana. Sudarshana. See the word Su, good, Darshana, sight. You are able to have good sight because of Surya. If there is no Surya, you cannot see anything. Sudarshana, right? So did you get the foundation of the dasha? The 10th house is called Swarga. 10th house in any horoscope is called Swarga. So the Swarga Dwara or the path to heaven is in the 10th house. So once you cross 108 years, you are definitely going to Swarga. How many of you got married between 24 to 36 years of age? Good. Therefore, you are Su-Aryans. Because you are expected to get married in that time. You follow the Arya. It is not important whether the marriage stayed or not, but you got married at that time. And what is marriage? There are 8 kinds of marriage. Just because you did not go to some church doesn't mean that you are not married. Am I clear? Gandhar Vivaha. Lord Shiva is witness to my love and therefore I am married. Why do you need some church to tell you that yes, you are in love with somebody? You want a priest to come and confirm? Oh, you are in love, I can confirm that. You have more power, is it? You see the point here. You must understand that the Vedic system has place for everything. It explains nature, and nature is God. So 120. So you understood this? Can I say that somewhere in this age, 60, Krishna was having a son whom he taught a lot? So you need to study the life of Krishna. Study the life. So homework. Study the life of Krishna with this chart. And explain to me why he passed off in Pisces. What, which part of the body does Pisces rule?
Feet.
So can we say that the arrow, which house is Pisces? Bhava. 11th house. 11th house is the house of Rudra. So what did Krishna do when his time came? He called the hunter. Who is the hunter? Rudra. Oh Rudra, come. Where is your arrow? So Rudra sent an arrow. Because it is not possible that an arrow can pierce Krishna. It is not possible. His Mayavi Shakti is so powerful. There is not an arrow made in this planet which can pierce him. You see the point? It is very powerful. So Rudra had to come. Remember I told you 6th house, 11th house? Rudra. So in the 11th house he came. And then he realized, it's Pisces, so I must shoot at his feet. Because he says, I am your Bhakta. Rudra says, I am your Bhakta Bhagwan, how can I shoot you? It is not possible. So how do you shoot? You bow your head. So when you bow your head, you will only see the feet of the Lord. In humility, you bow your head. I cannot disobey you also. So I shoot the arrow. Where was the arrow shot? In his feet. It worked, right? It works correctly. And which year was that? 121st year. 121st year. We keep that in mind. So can I say that the 121st year was Pisces? So how do we count? Now we learn to count. We always start from that sign and go around the 12 signs. Okay? So Krishna's dasha will start from Taurus. First year is Taurus. Second year? Gemini. Third year?
Cancer.
And so on till 11th year? Pisces. 12th year? Aries. Finished first dasha. Second dasha will start from Gemini. So 13th year is? Gemini. Gemini is 13th year. Gemini Cancer is 14th year. Gemini Leo is 15th year. So are you seeing the jump? The 12th year is finishing in Aries, 12th house. But the 13th year is coming in 2nd house. So you are jumping by one house. Can you see that? There is no continuity. The wheel is jumping. This jumping is called the frog jump. What is it called? The frog jump. Manduka Gati. It is called Manduka or the frog. Manduka means frog. It is called Manduka Gati. Gati means movement. So after we finish a full cycle of 12 years, the last year finished where? The 12th year, in the 12th house. Then it jumps to this. In the Sudarshana, the Antara is where the ray of the sun is. There are two things in Sudarshana you have to remember. One is, where is Surya? And two, where is his rays? Which is more important? Where the sun is or where the ray is? Where the ray is, because you are able to see when the ray falls on something and comes to you. My vision is based upon the rays of the sun, not on the sun himself. Am I clear? So the sun's ray is the Sudarshana Antara. So every dasha has 12 Antar Dashas. Each Antar Dasha is 1 year. Why is it 1 year? Because it is following the sun. It has to obey the sun. Okay? What year is this? It is called the sidereal year. The sun has to return to its exact degree as at birth. Okay? So when Krishna passed, when Krishna left for the heavenly abode, 120 years of Kumbha had passed. The Meena Dasha had just started, 4 days. Right? and then it was Meena Dasha. The first Antara will be Meena. Second will be Mesha, like that, second year. So 121 year will be Pisces. 122 year will be Pisces, Aries. Because the sun will stay in one sign for 12 years. Surya will be in one sign for 12 years. That is also very important. And the antara is the ray of the sun is in so and so sign. Okay? So the two things you have to remember, where is the sun and where is the sun's ray. Where is the sun? Where the dasha is. Where is the ray? Where the antara is. So please, take your horoscopes and tell me where, in which house is the sun and where is his ray this year. So if you have completed 55, I don't care. You are in your 56th year. You have to learn to speak in the Vedic method. The day you are born, you are in your first year. There is nothing called zero in Sudarshan. Because the moment you say zero, you don't know what to do with Sudarshan.
I got it.
Right. 56th year. In the 48th year, you finish your fourth house.
Yes.
So therefore, you are now in your fifth bhava. What is your lagna?
Simha.
So Surya is in fifth bhava, dhanu rashi. Clear? From 48 it started, 48 it finished fourth. So 49 is fifth house. Now from fifth house you count. 49 will be Sagittarius. Right? 50 will be Capricorn. 51 will be
Capricorn.
52 Pisces,
53
is Taurus, 55 is
Gemini,
56 is
Cancer.
So you are in your 12th house. The ray of the sun is in Karka Rashi. Dhanu is the dasha and the ray is in Kark. Can you tell me why Kark will bring you to Parashara Jyotish course? Tell me, what planets are there? What planets are Drishti? Jupiter is there? Jupiter is sitting there?
Ah.
Interesting, huh? Fifth Lord in the 12th house is Brihaspati. You will get Jyotish, there is no doubt on that. And it will happen in the year when the ray of the sun god, when Aruna, will come on Brihaspati. Yes. You want to do it?
No. I'm in my 31st year.
31st year. So you have finished 24, 2. You are in the 3rd. You are in Capricorn, right?
In Capricorn Aquarius.
Capricorn Aquarius. How? Your 24th finished in Sagittarius. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So 25 starts in Capricorn. Mm-hmm. So 25 to 36 is Capricorn. So 25 is Capricorn. Mm-hmm. 26 is Aquarius. 27 is Pisces. 28 is Aries. 29 is
Taurus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. 30 is Gemini. 31 is Cancer. Are you in your 31st year?
Yes.
Then you should be in Cancer. How are you in Aquarius?
I don't know.
Did you see the calculation? Did you see how I did it? Now I want to know, what connection does Cancer have to your higher learning? Like Jyotish and spiritual and Vedic learning. No connection?
Oh, it's my ninth house.
Good. I wanted to hear that. It is your ninth house. And your ninth Lord Moon is in Lagna. That's right. Correct answer. Like this, I want all of you to correctly work out and show your chart to your neighbor. Let your neighbor correct it.